March 12, regular board meeting.
Good evening. Welcome to the Town of Morrill Board meeting for March 12th, 2024. We have a roll call, please.
Councilmember Newman.
Here.
Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Number one, set future meetings and workshops. We need to set a meeting for Local Law 2, 2024, which has been referred to the County Planning Board for review March 21st. Jim Martin has told us that we can set this public hearing as long as it is after the 21st. There will likely be a good amount of input in the local law. I'd like to set the public hearing for a different night other than a regular town board meeting. Need to know if people are available Monday the 25th, Thursday the 28th. Looking for a motion for one of those two dates. Anybody got any preference?
What are the dates?
Monday the 25th or Thursday the 28th of March.
Monday the 25th, Thursday the 28th.
28th.
I'd make a recommendation for the 28th.
6 o'clock. That work?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a motion?
Go home.
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion, first of all?
Yeah, just to clarify, so this is going to be the discussion on the feedback from the town board, or town planning board, the county planning board, and that will be on the agenda for the 26th, so that we can have a discussion on that, and then post that for a public hearing on the 26th.
correct.
Okay, so we'll be able the any changes that we wanted in feedback from the planning board and the county planning board, our attorney for this law will be able to prepare those changes, make the meeting post and all that within 2 days?
If they can't, then we wouldn't have the meeting.
We would post, we just can't.
We would have
so to post. I guess where I was looking at, we know that this is going to have a lot of input, as you just said in there. It's got to go to our town planner, so our town planning board first on the 18th, I believe. They're going to obviously have some input on this. It goes to then to the county planning board on the 21st. The first time that we're going to be able to discuss this as a board with their recommendations would be the 26th, and we would have to have the final document prepared by an attorney that we don't have retained yet by the 28th for us to
chances are by the planning board that's doing this. This is going to be something that they go through, they look at, and if there's any changes, they would suggest them. And if there's no changes, then they would just approve it and not have a problem with it. So what you're saying is so.
I guess where I'm at is we pushed it out until April so that we can do that. I don't see on the agenda tonight to hire a special counsel for this. Our planning board doesn't currently have counsel for this item on the 18th that I'm aware of, do they?
Yes. We do.
When did the town hire special counsel?
We didn't hire anybody. The person that wrote it will be here if there's any questions to be asked about it.
So they are officially retained?
Mark, I'm not going to sit here and argue about this with you.
Jesse, this
this is something that we have been told, we've been asked to do. We've done it. We've got counsel that's going to take care of it.
Mr. Supervisor, you told us that that the person that reviewed this, we were going to hire, we're pushing for a moratorium, which is a law, and we're doing it without an attorney. I thought by now we would have had special counsel.
We will not go any farther with this without retained counsel for this.
So then who is our attorney that's going to be at the meeting for our planning board? Our own attorney counsel said that the chairman of our planning board is reaching out to them, asking who their attorney is going to be, and our counsel has
reached out to me and asked me.
I believe it was forwarded to you. That I know it was late, so maybe you haven't had a chance to.
I haven't seen anything about that from the planning board.
But that's not on our agenda tonight to discuss. So our time frame of crunching this, it's an important moratorium. We should take a good look at it. We should have a legal representation looking at it. So to set a public hearing when we don't even have an attorney, and we haven't even got the feedback from the other two boards that should have feedback.
Any other discussion?
You can't cut me off. I have the floor. I would hope that we could just have honest discussion about it. There are legitimate concerns.
There is.
Okay.
There is. There has to be an attorney in place come the time for all this. That's well understood.
So as somebody that is supporting of it, I'm just asking that we have that special counsel assigned before we start even scheduling a public hearing. We would need them to prepare it. So I am the one that is in support of this, moving forward with this, but I'm asking for the protection from what an attorney would provide us.
And the attorney will be in place. If you don't want to do this on the 25th or 28th, then just say you don't want to do it on the 25th or 28th.
But that's not
that's what we're discussing.
Okay. Well, I guess you asked for discussion. My concern is that we're setting this forward way too early. If we wanted to push it out, if we were able to have a special meeting to hire a special counsel, that's my concern.
It sounds to me like we're going to have somebody representing us there. So I'm not sure as far as who it's going to be, but if somebody's not going to be there,
it's in 6 days.
Yeah, so.
And the board has to hire them. The planning board can hire their own attorney, but right now we're not providing them with any attorney to a meeting.
Yeah, but
and then we're setting a public hearing on what we think they're going to take action on. I'm assuming that our planning board might have questions.
The attorney that wrote the moratorium will be at the planning board meeting to answer any questions that the planning board has.
As legal representation for the town. Or just as a civilian?
As somebody that will represent his moratorium.
Or they have, yes.
And is it going to be given?
Yes. assume.
Yeah. So why aren't we just hiring him as special counsel?
We can hire him as special counsel. As a matter of fact, we got a return message from him. Came today. As a matter of fact,
I just really feel that we're putting the cart before the horse. I have no other further discussion. I think I shared my legitimate concerns, and especially somebody that really is in support of pushing this moratorium forward to have these concerns. I really hope that they're heard.
I mean, I will add my two cents. I'm with someone who voted no on the moratorium, but listening to Councilmember Stewart's concerns and the supervisor's suggestion or question is, do we want it on the 25th or the 28th? Do we want it on the 25th or the 28th, or is that not meeting a timeline? I think that's been set forward. I mean, is there value in pushing it back to make sure that representation is in place? I'm just trying to look at it from...
To buy us a couple more days.
I guess. I mean, looking at the calendar up there, the 25th and the 28th, last week in March. I'm just trying to listen to Councilmember Stewart's concerns about this, and they are a legitimate concern. I don't want to go with an assumption that we will have a signed contract. I mean, maybe we will, but we do not at this time. Why we are talking about it right now, that's all. But again, I don't know the ramifications of pushing it back another week or two. I say two because I won't be available to be part of anything on that first week in April. It's vacation week and I'm not going to be around. So I'm just adding that. I guess I don't have a solution to throw in there because I have not been overly supportive of the moratorium. But I think the four board members that are supportive of the moratorium, I mean, I can add my thoughts where to support Councilmember Stewart on this, that he does raise a good concern that we don't have under contract legal counsel for the town of Moreau on that. But I, you know, that's about as much as I can add on that at this time.
Can we push it off a week or two?
That's what I'm asking. I'm asking for the one of the two dates, and if you don't think the dates are useful to us, we can't set any public meeting or workshop.
Could we respectfully set the public hearing on the 26th? Because even what's the time frame on a public hearing notice, Council?
I can advise you on this.
72?
I believe that is correct, Council.
Is it 72 hours?
I thought it was 10 days. It's not 10 days. I thought the public hearing had to be set out 10 days after.
I thought we had to have the information to us a week before. It was via email. It was 10 days, and then the public hearing had to be 5 days. And I might have just done my math wrong and said the hours. So I guess where if it was me and we have the accurate information of hopefully we're telling us an attorney that's at our planning board meeting. Our planning board is provided information. The county planning board is scheduled for the 21st, and then we would be 5 days later and could set that public hearing, having all the information that we need and knowing that we have representation to bounce.
We could set the public hearing on the 26th on a regular meeting.
That's what I would respectfully.
Now, the only thing that you got to remember, Councilman Newman, Councilman Donahue, we're going to be away after the 4th of April. We're not going to be here.
Okay.
So for the next meeting after that, there's going to be no, we're only going to be the three of us. So we're then going to have to stretch it out to after that or do it before that. And we'll leave that, we can make that decision on the 26th.
I will respectfully leave it scheduled as the 28th, but please know my concerns are with support of it. They're very legitimate concerns, and if it's not prepared on for a meeting on the 26th, we should really move that. That's it for discussion. I mean, thank you.
It's like a conditional second meeting. The condition is that we have representation at the planning board meeting, that the process goes well, and then we'll have, if we don't have proper representation, it doesn't go well, then we'll have to schedule.
Sounds good.
So I guess a conditional.
We can set up if we have to cancel it the 26th weekend.
As long as we find out on the 26th what the legal time limit is that we've had it, that we have to set up.
So we leave a public hearing. I believe we had a first and a second non-discussion, so. Yes.
Motion for the 28th.
Motion. So.
With the conditions.
I think you had a motion, like, Councilmember Killian already seconded, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Roll call.
Councilmember Newman.
Yes.
Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. It's 6 p.m. Item number two, approval of the board minute meetings from February 13th and February 27th, 2024. Need a motion for each?
I would make a motion to approve February 13th.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now I need a motion for the 27th of February.
Motion to carry on February 27th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain. I was absent.
Pardon me?
I was absent. I will abstain.
Motion approved. Okay, public comment period. This is solely for the comments and questions that pertain to the agenda tonight. Is there anybody that would like to speak to the board? Dominic?
Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. In reference to item 11, SEDC dues, I looked at the supporting documents. It's just apparently to pay, I think it's $760 in dues to SEDC. It's probably going to be done anyways, but I just wanted to add my comments. I would, as a citizen, I would, and a taxpayer, I'd recommend dropping out of SEDC. excuse me. I've been coming here for 6 years to the town board meetings, and the only time SEDC is even mentioned is when they come once a year and they have some kind of graphics on the board and stuff and talk about all the stuff they do. And having covered lots of economic development agencies and since then, of course, reading about them, I can tell you that they would brag about everything that they do if they did anything. They do a lot for the rest of the county, and I think Moreau has been overlooked. If they're doing things in the QT to try to attract new business or expand business, etc., that's great. But if it doesn't work out, or if it does work out, they should at least let us know that they tried on behalf of Moreau. The other part that I wanted to say was the SEDC is going to be heavily involved in the Saratoga biochar project. They're going to be asked to fund. I know they are. They're going to be asked to fund that project partially or wholly, which makes it, until the bonds are paid off, it makes it a citizen obligation because it's going to come from our tax dollars until the principal and the interest is paid back. And if the majority of Moreau residents do not want biochar here, then SEDC should be in our corner. And finally, If you care to go back to the Nat Monroe organizers who have worked tirelessly, you'll find that they've posted minutes dating back to 2018 and 2019 involving SCDC discussing biochar and how to get it into town Monroe. It's funny how SCDC works hard to get Cabela's to go to Clifton Park, and there's the new company that's building in the Grande Industrial Park that was just in the paper. They're already building their shell. It's funny how everything goes south of Monroe, and SCDC proclaims its greatness, but SCDC hasn't done anything for Monroe from my point of view. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Agenda item 3, old business. Just to let everyone know, our insurance company has required the highway department to install battery disconnects on all of our trucks. And I'm happy to announce that those have been completed. Insurance company has been notified. Correct, Mr. Edwards?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Took a while, but we got it.
Quite an undertaking, yes.
Yes.
Safety first. Safety first. Item 4, the Highway Department. New York State Highway Law, Section 284, requires an agreement signed by the town board and the highway superintendent to be filed with the county. Would the clerk please read that agreement?
Agreement to spend town highway funds, Town of Monroe, County of Saratoga. Pursuant to the provisions of Section 284 of the Highway Law, we agree that monies levied and collected for the repair and improvement of highways and received from the state for the repair and improvement of highways shall be expended as follows. General repairs and improvements, the sum of $844,750, may be expended for general repairs and improvements upon 85.64 miles of town highways, including sluices, culverts, and bridges having a span less than 5 feet, and boardwalks or the renewals thereof, and permanent improvement of town roads. No monies set aside for such improvements shall be expended, nor shall any work be undertaken on such improvements until the highway superintendent and town board approves the expenditures, specifications, and estimates for such construction. This agreement shall take effect when it is approved by both the highway superintendent and the town board members. Executed in duplicate this 12th day of March 2024.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to approve the agreement to spend the highway funds and authorizing the town board to sign it.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, we got quotes from Chris about getting the fuel station cleaned up. He's recommended KRMC to clean out the tank, cut two holes in it for inspection. We'll scrap the tank, deposit the money back in account 826.50, which is a revenue account. This was not budgeted for in 2024. We'll have to transfer money out of account A1990.4, which is the contingent account, and has a balance of $40,000. Jeffrey has said that this can be done at the audit meeting. Need a motion to approve hiring KRMC to clean the fuel tank at the cost not to exceed $5,272.12, paid out of account DB5132.495.
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion?
There is possibility. I think I put in the memo that there could be some ancillary charges at the end as far as any excess fuel that they're able to get out. There will be large charges, but there is a possibility it could go over by $1,000.
Cool. I noticed the amount go over by what?
By a few dollars. I can't get inside the tank right now. These tanks were vacuumed out, but they can't get 100%. And KRMC, I believe, charges 85 cents a gallon.
How many gallon tank is that? I'm sorry. How many gallon tank?
One is 2,000, the other is 1,000.
What would you say would be a comfortable amount of money not to exceed to do this work?
$6,500, that's still lower than the next hire.
I wouldn't think there'd be that much fuel. I mean,
there,
I don't think
sure
so.
That's more than cutting the tank.
But, like you said, so there's a 2,000, what's the other one?
1,000.
So, and you guys have backing this out, correct?
We had a company come in and vacuum out what they can get. They say they can't get 100% of it. There might be 2 gallons, it might be 20 gallons.
So you're saying in total, including the initial motion, you're saying that if we just bumped our current up to 6,500, that would cover it, but we're hoping that it would be the...
I'm pretty sure that would cover it.
That, but we're hoping it would be the actual, what did we, just the 52?
52.
I made a motion. So I'll rescind the motion and change the motion to not exceed $6,500.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Chris is also looking for a contract with the county for striping town roads this year. The county is not able to provide an exact amount for striping until the work is done. They provide estimates for paint and a range of labor. Chris estimates between $5,300 and $5,400 in material plus the cost of labor. There's $35,000 in the budget for this. Looking for a motion to authorize the highway superintendent to contact Saratoga County, make contract with Saratoga County DPW to strike 20.42 miles of town roads this spring and 4.15 this fall to be paid out of 83310.499.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Motion carried. This is also, it's not on the agenda, but he has made some changes in the, wanting to make some changes in the code book for highway, for building roads, for a couple of different things. And of course, we have found out that this is a process to do, and he's going to do that and get back to us. The changes are pretty basic. They're not of any great magnitude, just some cleanup of language. And there's a few changes in there, but that'll be done. That'll be talked about when we get everything from him. I just want to make everybody aware that we'll be looking for that in the mailboxes and be taken care of. Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you.
Item 5, the assessor's office. They have submitted a request for Riley to take two continuing education classes. They're offered at the New York State Assessors Association. They're virtual classes. Looking for a motion to approve Riley McQuiggan to virtually attend Reading and Understanding Deeds March 18th in the Agricultural Valuation and Exemptions on April 12th at a cost of $110 for each class. A total of $220 to be paid out of account 81355.4.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item 6, the Board of Assessment Review. We have an application for a resident who would like to sit on the Board of Assessment Review. Former Town Clerk Leanne McCabe has submitted her name for us to consider. We have a letter from our Town Assessor in support of Leanne's appointment. Would the clerk please read the letter?
March 7, 2024, to Supervisor Fish and Town Board members regarding letter of consideration, Leanne McCabe for Board of Assessment Review. I would like to ask the board to consider accepting the application of Leanne McCabe as a member of the Board of Assessment Review. The board has a recent vacancy due to the resignation of Richard Noonan. If acceptable to the town board, Leanne would serve from October 1st 2019 to September 30th, 2024, which represents the remaining term of Mr. Noonan. She could then be reappointed by approval of the town board for a full five-year term from October 1st, 2024 to September 30th, 2029. Leanne is a longtime resident of the town of Morrell with a vast knowledge of the town. She is a dedicated and hardworking individual who also has a reputation for treating residents with fairness and respect. These qualities attest to her value as a great addition to this board. Leanne McCabe comes with my highest recommendation. I ask that you take this into consideration while reviewing her application. Thank you. Sincerely, Leanne Cronin, IAO Assessor.
Thank you. There is a vacant term which expires at the end of September. If we make this appointment, Leanne could later be appointed to a full five-year term this fall. I need a motion appointing Leanne McCabe to the Board of Assessment Review for the remainder of the recently vacated term, which would begin immediately and expire on September 30th, 2024.
Motion moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item 7. Recreation Department, Local Law 3, 2024, setting of park hours. We've had multiple discussions about changing our town code to allow the rec director to adjust the park hours as he feels the need to come up. If we agree to the language, we can set the public hearing tonight and move the process forward. Would the clerk please read the proposed language?
Except for emergencies or another special reason, the Harry J. Beechar Recreation Park in the town shall be open to the public every day of the year, except for Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day, during designated hours set by resolution of the town board. Other town-run parks, trails, and beaches shall be open seasonally as designated by resolution of the town board. The opening and closing hours for each individual park shall be posted therein, and in the town hall for public information, as well as on the town's website. From time to time, as deemed necessary, the recreation director may adjust the opening and or closing times of the individual parks, trails, and beaches. Any part or the whole of any park may be closed to the public at any time for such interval of times as may be reasonably necessary in the public interest as determined by the recreation director. Such closing shall be accomplished by the posting of signs at the park and or on the town's website.
Thank you. Anyone have any comments about the language? Looking for a motion to set a public hearing for Local Law 3, 2024 at 6:40 p.m. on Tuesday, March 26th.
So, Supervisor, I think we need a motion first to declare the town board as lead agency.
Motion to declare the town board as lead agency.
I'm all second.
Okay. Any discussion about that? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now we're looking for a motion to set the public hearing for Local Law 3, 2024 at 6:40, Tuesday, March 26, 2024.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Number 8.
Can I just jump in on the recreational department on one item? I did speak with the rec director, and since it still currently sits with the board, he's requesting that we move the park hours to 6 p.m. effective March 18th. To accommodate tryouts at the park and scheduled events. And that would still, so would that still take my just a motion to move the hours? It's still set by the town board right now?
Okay.
The town, we're looking to, the rec director requested that we move our current park hours from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and the town board still currently holds that authority or by local law,
correct.
So it would just be a motion to do this, such a thing? To move it to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
So we want to change the hours, so we do have to make a motion to do that?
Yes.
Okay. I make a motion to change the park hours to 6 p.m. Effective March 18th, 2024.
Sorry.
And just for discussion, I did speak with him. We do have the staffing, and this is just to accommodate the upcoming sport tryouts. And for further discussion, I'll table it until the 26th. He's going to be looking to change to the winter hours, which is 8 p.m. Effective April, but hopefully we can maybe have this local law change.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Our town clerk has put in a request for her to take a governmental accounting class. Looking for a motion to approve the town clerk to take Introduction to Government Accounting. It's an online class, cost of $85 to be paid out of account A1410.4.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Looking for a motion to approve the town clerk to attend the New York State Clerks Association Annual Conference from April 21st to the 24th. With no hotel stay, as she would be driving back and forth at a cost not to exceed $490.13 to come out of account A1410.4.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Motion carried. We also need
a vote.
We need just a vote. We just need a vote for that training.
We had a motion and a second, but not a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed? We had that. We also need a motion authorizing the deputy clerk, Diane Lewis, to attend an annual conference for one day on the 24th of April. And Deputy Ellen Butles to attend for one day on the 23rd at a combined cost not to exceed $286.66 to come out of account A1410.4.
So moved.
Second.
Just on discussion, as you see on the agenda, it shows the 23rd and the 24th. Does she need both days?
No. Wait, so Diane would attend for a half day on one day, and Ellen would attend for a half day on another day.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Number 9, Water Department requests Interdeck Water Works Conference. The Water Department Labor is looking to attend two conferences. We can take in the Water Department truck for both, so the mileage is taken out of the one request that he submitted. Need a motion to authorize Jeff Parrish to attend the New York Water event. Hosted by the American Water Works Association, April 10th, 2024, in Saratoga. Cost not to exceed $270 to be paid out of account CWE310.4.
Motion moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. And I need a motion authorizing Jeff to attend the Adirondack Waterworks Conference 2024 Spring Meeting and Workshop on March 27th in Latham at a cost not to exceed $75 to be paid out of account CW8310.4.
He's got a mileage on that one.
Doesn't say. It says he'll take the. He's going to take the truck labor.
Okay.
Get the both of them.
Sorry about that.
Motion move.
Second.
We got a second.
Got it, seconded.
Yep, good. We have a first and a second.
All right.
Good vote.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 11 is building and planning. We're going to table that to an executive session later. Number 11, SEDC dues. We've received an invoice from SEDC, and the town had not paid their dues in 2023. For a motion to pay the dues of $756 out of account 6460.4.
These are the dues for that we already owe from 2023.
Yep.
So moved.
Second.
For discussion, you bring up some valid points. These are dues that we owe them that we already made the arrangement, so we should pay them.
Yep. Forthcoming, we'll discuss that.
For 2024, I have problems with valid points.
Yep. Thank you very much for that. You have a second?
Everybody? Aye.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Looking for a motion to pay the dock control officer his January voucher amount of $1,600 as per contract.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Also mentioned that he's responded very well to everything that's been called upon him and done a good job for us.
If I could add, he's been driving traffic to the clerk's office for people to register their dogs, too. So that's
time for the second public comment period. Anybody that would like to speak to the board, please come up to the podium, state your name, address. We'll give you up to 5 minutes. I ask that you be respectful to everyone in the room, and we will not tolerate any personal attacks on anyone. Anybody care to address the board?
Yeah, Tom Nassau with Macquarie Way. This is just a follow-up to the item, the public workshop on the 28th. I just want to confirm in the past, and this is a personal thing, because I'm not going to be here, I have a great interest in the moratorium. Will there be the opportunity to submit written comments as opposed to showing up in person? That has happened in the past. I think comments were in the past have been submitted to the clerk and read during the public hearing. So just wanted to ask if that would also be an option for that here, if it takes place on the 28th. Excuse me, I know that's still up in the air, but would like to have the option for myself, and I suspect others.
I believe that's the law, that a public hearing written comments are to be entered into the record as well.
Okay, that's fine. I've read the moratorium, it seems sound and well put together, but I will have some comments and I'll deliver them to the clerk. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anybody else?
Good evening. Reed Antis, Paris Road. I was here in January, and I approached the board at this time to ask about the minutes at the planning board and CBA, and what's the follow-up on that? Minutes were approved.
They're working on.
Can you explain why they're not getting done?
Minutes weren't taken, as far as I know anyways, the minutes weren't taken handwritten or anything. It was all done on recording, and the recordings have to be followed and written out.
Okay, and then another follow-up question. Can you explain why Leanne McCabe came to the town and worked in the clerk's office? Can you explain what she was doing for the town and what the problem really was? Because I think we should know what happened. The town people should know what happened.
There was some things that seemed to be mixed up that the new clerk and her deputies were unable to clear, and Leanne tried to use her expertise to help out and to show them how things were done. Am I correct? Or?
Yeah. Okay. There were things that were, let's just say, unclear, and none of us were able to figure out how they had been done. So we were trying to reconcile for 2023. That's what happened in January. We were still trying to reconcile December.
So if I understood, basically there was poor accounting procedures during the 2023 season. Is that basically what happened? No, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, you don't
know. I don't know.
All right.
I can't tell you exactly what happened in the clerk's office, but I can tell you that
so
there was a problem in there that needed correcting.
So the status now that everything's cleaned up, we're still working on it. We all caught up?
The audit is pending.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? Committee reports. Anybody have anything for?
No, Chris went first.
What's that?
When we go first, you go first. All right, so I have a few things. Obviously, I missed the last meetings, and I apologize. I did go down to the Association of Towns. I thank the board for the support to that. I would recommend that in the future, we look to send another board member or two board members to the Associations of Towns every year. The knowledge that I was able to sit in there and learn and the resources from vendors was very helpful. One thing that I did sit on, I did speak with a couple people briefly about, is there's a company called Paint Care. And sitting on the transfer station with Councilman Donahue, Paint Care is a free service that is provided to the town. What it is this paint care company will come in, it'll train our town transfer station employees, and it'll provide us bins. Where the residents and surrounding residents can come and get rid of any old paint. It trains our employees, so it's a one-stop. They dump the paint, they get rid of it, and they can recycle the can while they're there. And again, as I say, there's no cost to the town. When the bin is full of paint, we just call and they come and pick it up. I was hoping to before today, but just so you guys can have it, I'll provide the whole packet to it. But that's my brief summary of it, and something I'm looking to hopefully authorize the supervisor to sign that contract with Paint Care and run that out at our recycling center. And my understanding is we can get out of it at any time as well. And they do offer quite a bit of other services as well. If there's large amounts of paint, they'll actually come to the residents, and more that we can provide to our residents at no cost. How it's paid for is an associated fee with any time you purchase paint. This fee covers this service. The other part is going back to RAC. I sat and met with some vendors on inclusive playgrounds, and I'm happy to report that Councilman Donahue and myself are going to be linking up with the RAC director with some services for that to present to the supervisor's office and then hopefully the supervisor to the board.
Thank you.
You done?
Thanks.
I spoke to Mark. But luckily, like I say, to get as many services for our residents as we can. At the transfer station, there's an issue with people bringing in electronics. And at this time, we don't take them. People go and they hide it here, hide it there, throw in the contact and everything else. So I contacted a company who got back to me. It's a company out of, I believe, the Albany area, anyways. And he sent me some fee schedules and stuff. And it looks like we might even be able to have the service free of charge. I've got to contact the gentleman. I've talked to Mark. We're going to get a hold of the guy and see exactly what they have to offer. And I think it'd be something, because I guess they get a lot of call for it out of the transfer station, and people won't take no for an answer, and they're dumping it anywhere they can down there. So once again, along with the paint, the electronics, we can offer our residents somewhere to get rid of some of that stuff. So we'll be looking into that and report back. That's all I got.
Anything? Well, something else on the committee.
Fire department.
Something else on the committee reports here tonight. Since we didn't have the actual roll call when the fire company contract at the last meeting, we need a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the South Glens Falls Fire Company contract.
Motion to move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. And we got a letter from looking for a motion authorizing the supervisor to send a letter of support to Glens Falls funding request. City of Glens Falls is reaching out and trying to get some funding for their infrastructure through a couple of the different, through senators and whatnot, and Representative Stefanik. And they're asking us for a couple of support letters, which they have done, and I just
I think it's important that we support our neighbors and help them the best we can here. So looking for a resolution to authorization to sign the letters of support and send it to one's wife.
Motion to move.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. That leads us to the executive session. Motion to, need a motion?
You need to declare what the, I make a motion to go into executive discussion for employment history of an unnamed employee or prospective employee.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. Since Jim Martin will be retiring, the board, the previous board, had decided to advertise for a full-time position to fill our role. On December 19, 2019, the town board created the position of Building Planning and Development Coordinator within the Building Department to administer and enforce the laws of planning and zoning, fire safety prevention, building construction, environmental development, and a master plan. Position would be on an overall supervision of the building department and would report directly back to the town board, specifically the supervisor. This is a provisional appointment, which means that the person would have to take a civil service test for the position when the county offers it and the place in the top three. We're looking for a motion to hire Merritt J. Westfall as a provisional appointment to the position of Building and Planning Coordinator effective April 15, 2024, and a salary of $80,000. Also, Mr. Westfall will be eligible for vacation time at the start of his employment. His appointment is contingent on successful completion of a pre-employment physical and background check. Looking for a motion.
So moved.
Second. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Noonan.
Yes.
Councilmember Killian.
No.
Councilmember Stewart.
No.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. Any discussion?
I just want to say with the hiring of a full-time person in this role, that for a job that's been
We have been seeking someone to fill this role for years at this point in time, knowing that someday Jim Marco is going to retire. That day is coming soon, and Mayor Jay Westfall, also known as Josh Westfall, with his credentials, his background, the history that he has working for the town of Clifton Park, and now the town of Bolton Landing, I think will be a fantastic person to fill that role to bring us forward where we are hoping to go with the town borough with our growth and development. Like you said, it's a provisional appointment. You know, obviously we have a review policy of, you know, I think we get him in and let him work and let him get used to what we have going on and help us do what we need to do here in the town of Morrell.
Anybody else? Motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
No.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.